This week on the River Morning Show weekly podcast.
Gen Z is the most confident generation that feels like they could write a self-help book.
Unreal.
From their decades, decade, maybe two of experience. So
wouldn't it
maybe
be full of emojis? Yeah. You'd have to have like hieroglyphics in there.
We digress.
Thanks for clicking play on this podcast, the River Morning Show weekly podcast. Chad just had to step out and not feeling well.
Yeah.
We have a morning show producer friend that helps us with a lot of this. He's not well.
Going down.
How do you feel, Hannah?
Like a giant ball of mucus.
Okay. So I'm going to back away from this. You can't get it by listening. So keep on rolling.
You're safe.
I'm slowly. You stay there. I'm leaving.
Wait, come back. While you mainly see them in movies and TV shows dressed in khaki, wielding a machete.
Whoa.
Explorers are still out there.
When you said khakis, I was like, Jake from State Farm? Like,
and then why does he have a machete?
No, no, no.
Explorers. It's a dark version.
Albeit, I think they've changed their wardrobe and tool sets in recent history. And over the last year or so, explorers have been doing what they do best. Exploring.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Discovering new things.
Okay.
In the last
exploring
300...
and discovering.
Yes.
Love it.
In the last 365 days, there have been multiple new animal discoveries.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Get ready for this. They include, but are not limited to, DiCaprio's snail-eating snake.
Right. DiCaprio's...
Found in Colombia and Panama, and I see your eyes twinkling there, Josh. If you think they were named after
Leonardo DiCaprio,
the actor, yes.
Oh, jeez, I knew it.
Did he discover them?
He did not, but he's an activist.
Is he a snail eater? Is that escargot?
Got so many questions.
Regardless, there's a snake now named after Leonardo DiCaprio. I believe he's just an animal enthusiast.
Great. Okay. Perfect.
Yes. And of course, they found something in the deep, dark blue sea
because
it's scary out there.
There's so much we've not seen that's down there, I'm pretty sure.
Described with spooky cat-like eyes with glowing white irises, the science community has dubbed a newly discovered shark as the demon cat shark.
If you have to use demon or cat in naming an animal, I'm out.
Those are same.
Right. Exactly. I had cats growing up. It adds up. It does. And finally,
you gotta get emails, dude.
Finally, just recently discovered was the gummy squirrel.
That's not scary.
Well, what do you think it looks like?
A gummy bear? A fat, shiny gummy bear?
It's gotta be translucent.
You're wrong. It's a sea cucumber!
Gross!
More questions than ever.
I've said this before and I'll say it again. If we continue to discover new places and new animals, are we really sure dinosaurs are extinct? Like, have we really looked hard enough?
I just have more questions for Noah. Why didn't you write this down?
They are so wrong, but oh so right at the same time.
Kiddo-lingo.
Kids, as they learn to speak or learn and expand their vocabulary, they're saying stuff that is not correct.
But so cute.
It is. It's the absolute best. So share your kiddo lingo. 614-479-1049. Let's see if you guys can come up with the real, what they're trying to say here. When a child says a spirit guest.
Oh,
I know, it's spooky. I'm not being that way.
Is it a spirit?
No, it's
ghost?
Not. It's not scary.
It's spearmint gum.
It's a
spirit guest.
It's a spirit. It's asparagus.
Oh, oh, yeah, that's very
some
different.
Some would rather a spirit guest come visit than that's asparagus.
That's fair.
This child was talking about Tinker Legs.
Tinkerbell.
Tinker Legs.
Justin Tinker Legs.
Oh, it's going to be May.
Yeah. How about a corn charger? What's a corn charger?
A phone charger?
No.
Oh.
A cord charger.
No, it's the corn on the cob holders.
I thought that was such a 90s thing. There's no way.
Popcorn. It's exactly it. You can share yours. Jamie, what is your kiddo lingo?
So my three-year-old daughter came inside from playing outdoors the other day and said, Mom, there's a skinny coconut on that tree.
A skinny coconut?
Okay, what? Wait. Let me try to guess.
It's an acorn.
No, not an acorn. It's a pine cone.
Yes, pine cone.
But if we're honest, skinny coconut is way better.
Way better.
It is, and I will never call it anything else.
That's so perfect.
The world is full of really smart people. In fact, I'm looking at two of them right now. Good morning, guys.
Where?
No, it's you two.
Someone behind
you two.
Me?
Right, yeah.
Stop it.
In fact, there have always been smart people, and so smart that we follow their every word, not Chad. and we follow their every word even after their death. Centuries after their death. Nostradamus is one of those guys.
Isn't he related to Emperor Palpatine?
I'm not sure. Nostradamus had some predictions for 2024.
Oh boy.
I didn't know he was in the casting a spell on the future business, but apparently he is. Because he got a few things right last year too.
Oh boy.
Here's what he has predicted. Just some of the things. He has predicted a climate catastrophe at some point.
Mm-hmm.
He has predicted a confrontation with China.
Oh, okay. Wow.
It's like, doggone
and
you.
And how long ago did he say all this?
Centuries.
Centuries. Wow.
Hundreds of years ago.
Okay. And did he just make the same claims every year?
No.
Just shotgun approach? Like, if I just say the same thing, statistically speaking, at some point I'll be right.
Predicted a new pope this year.
What?
I know. Now, listen, I don't know if any of these things are going to come true. I don't really want them to because all of that makes me pretty nervous, to be honest with you. But if they do or do not, it has no bearing on one important truth. Jesus is the only one who is worthy of our trust, whether Nostradamus gets it right or not. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and his love is so strong. It's like that song from Kane says, I couldn't love you anymore because God already loves you with everything he has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he will never love you with any less than his all. So trust Jesus with every step in every day of this new year. He's going to carry you through any and all of Nostradamus's predictions, as well as the stuff that actually will happen this year. Only Jesus is worthy of our trust. Who's hungry?
Always.
Yeah, thanks. That's good.
Perpetual answers.
I thought so, and it fits.
Uh-huh.
You're going to learn today.
Here's why. You're going to learn today stuff you didn't know yesterday about food.
Oh,
all right, bring it on.
Green bell peppers
are
just unripe red bell peppers.
No!
Yeah. They didn't stay on the vine long enough.
That makes sense, because I've seen red on a green pepper before, and I thought, what's happening there?
And the red bell peppers are a little sweeter. I like those better.
Yeah, they taste so different.
Mm-hmm. Just got to give it some more time. Okay. Patience, man.
All right.
Pistachios can spontaneously combust.
What?
If they are packed too tightly and too dryly, they
nuts.
Can self-heat and blow up.
That's so nuts.
Yeah.
We heard you the first time.
Uh-huh. That's nuts. Because pistachios are a nut. That's why it's funny.
Oh,
that's why.
Thanks for that. That's terrifying, actually.
Yeah, we were just eating pistachios last night. I did not know this. We will be more careful next time.
Yeah.
You did not know this?
No, I did not know this. Oh. Stop it. Stuff you didn't know yesterday about food. The word for a single spaghetti noodle. Any ideas?
Noodai.
No.
It's a word.
It's a spaghetto.
Spaghetto.
Oh, is that where they got like spaghettios?
No, those are because they're circles.
That's true. Yeah, that adds up. I'm going to go home now.
Okay. Pineapples were
it's
once.
Nuts.
Yeah, stop it. Pineapples were once so valuable, people rented them for parties. They used it as decor.
Oh.
They're so pokey.
Yeah, stuff you didn't know yesterday about food. Final one, the ancient Romans thought eating butter was barbaric.
Well, I've seen Chad eat some butter.
No, see, we're going to... I can understand where they're coming from, because like we're going to take whatever that baby cow is drinking, beat the living tar out of it in a drum, and then eat what happens as a result. I think they were onto something. One part of your journey is over. The next part has only just begun. I don't think that's a Lord of the Rings quote, but it could be.
Yeah, it feels like it.
You stick me on a mountain saying it.
I would have believed you if you said it was.
Yeah, so anyway, there's a lot of stuff coming this year? Changes you're planning on? Changes you're not planning on? Mm-hmm. Wins and losses, moments of fear like you've never known. And speaking of fear, we're all afraid to say it, but I'm going to say it. Coming this year, presidential election.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening. I know. Yeah. I know. I even knew I was going to say it, and I scared myself when I said it. So where do you turn? Who do you trust? Donuts. And I'm not talking about the election.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking in general. And this is the reminder that I need. Maybe you do too. It's only Jesus. Only Jesus is worthy of trust, of absolute belief and trust, and resting in him and knowing he's got it. It's all true and real. These verses remind me of that. Isaiah 12, verse 2. God is indeed my salvation. I will trust and won't be afraid. Psalm 118, verse 8. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in people. Mm-hmm. I know that because I'm a people. Mm-hmm. I'm not worthy of that kind of trust. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. There is a lot coming this year, and you cannot handle it. Neither can I. But Jesus can, and he will. Trust him.
After a long day, you plop into bed and attempt to let sleep overtake you.
I love that moment, yeah.
But as your eyelids close, your mind opens wide up, mm-hmm. and your thoughts begin to wander. And all of a sudden, you're just thinking.
Oh, boy.
Oh, get ready. Jeez.
Twizzlers taste like they were almost about to be a dog toy.
Yeah. 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 They feel that way.
Especially if you go, ha!
While you're chewing them. I'm going to do that from now on. Thank you for that.
Just thinking, why is it when you hold the door open for one person, all of a sudden it's 17 students, three wise men, and the stampede that ended Mufasa that come following through?
Don't let him go. Don't let him go. Tree.
Just thinking. It's called gross pay because it's disgusting to see what you could have made.
My kids are like, who's this guy Fika that's taking all of my cash?
Still haven't found him.
Just thinking, if I was getting eaten by a bear, I would get a pet in real quick.
Barely petting. Sometimes an idea comes along that seems so crazy. Why would you do it? And then you realize this is the best thing you've ever needed. It's the resolution we all wanted.
Well, considering the source, I'm not sure I'm going to believe this coming from you.
Just know it's not my idea, so that's a step in the right direction.
Good.
It's actually a friend of mine posted this on Facebook. She said that she's using this trick, this hack, to get rid of unwanted or unused clothes in her closet. But she doesn't know exactly which ones to get rid of. So she's using something called the reverse hanger trick.
Reverse hanger.
The idea is that you turn your clothes inside out on the hanger.
Why?
So that when you wear them, you reverse the clothes back. 6 months from now, when you're looking in your closet, you realize you still have a bunch of clothes that are inside out. You go, I didn't wear those for six months.
So it's a long play. Like, it's going to take some time. I'm down. I like it.
I've heard of the reverse hanger trick, but I heard it as you face all the hangers the wrong way.
That sounds much better.
And then the hangers that remain that way for X amount of time are the ones you get rid of. So you're not reversing your clothing.
I despise that idea because who would live like that? Because when I take clothes off, it stays inside out. So when I wash it and I put it on a hanger, I have to turn it back up.
You know, this could actually work for my daughter. She's working on cleaning up her room. She has way too many clothes, and they're always inside out when we're, helping her fold her massive amounts of laundry.
Yeah.
This could work. There's no hangers involved. But it's the inside out routine here that I really think could be this could be a positive.
Maybe I'm reading it wrong, and maybe that's my spin on it. I like the idea of doing laundry and not having to turn socks inside out.
Shirts. You You like the idea of doing laundry.
I like the idea of making laundry as easy as possible.
Okay, that's better.
I would also like to normalize shirts being inside out and the tag sticking up in the back, because people keep correcting me on that. Thank you.
I will tell you this. As someone listens to this show, they are realizing two things. One, you're disheveled.
Mm-hmm.
Chad. Hannah, two, you're gross.
Yes, I hate laundry.
You don't like to do the laundry.
My brother said, Dad! Brent hit me second.
What?
We were kids. My older brother was telling on my oldest brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because my oldest brother hit him second.
But somebody hit him
first. Obviously you hear the story and you go, oh, so did you hit him first?
Yes.
Why? You got to get to the bottom of the story. You got to find out what else happened before you can really fully understand it.
It's like anytime you're watching a football game and they talk about, you know, like those personal, like extra roughing penalties or whatever. Uh-huh, it's always the second guy.
Yeah.
That gets. It's always the number two that gets in trouble.
You got to watch out for that. So you got to get to the bottom of the story, or you've got to ask some more questions to fully understand it.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm about to say may be controversial. I like to do this with the Bible. I want to know what else was happening.
You stop it.
In the story, not specifically, so I understand it better, because sometimes I think it's funny to think about. Noah on the ark, what else did he go through?
You know, you have a point.
So much that he experienced, and I just want to look in his captain's log if he took one.
Noah and his family spent about a year on the ark. These are the stories of what could have happened, with some embellishment. Captain's Log.
Captain's Log, day 55. I don't know what the joke is, but the hyenas think it's hilarious. Hey, keep it down back there or I will turn this boat right around.
Wonder!
Hey-o! It's the River Morning Show Wheel of Wonder!
Bom, 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 bom.
Is that supposed to be a timpani?
Keeps trying out different sound effects. And no, Chad. Here to help. No, that's not it.
No,
either.
You stop that right now.
Sorry.
Here to help wake you up, get your day going, and have you wondering what just happened.
Perpetually, I wonder.
All you have to do is call in and spin the wheel. 614-479-1049.
Patty, you ready for this?
Heck yeah.
All right.
That's the attitude I'm talking about.
So here's what's going to happen. You're either going to land on Josh's rando Bible lesson, Chad's bad life advice, or Hannah's bubbly peck. So just count backwards from three, and that wheel will start a spinning.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Go.
Here we go.
Spinning faster this year, I think.
Okay, where
not
will
Chad,
it land?
Not Chad.
Look at this.
What are the odds? Bad life advice from moi. All right, here it is, Patty. Here's bad life advice. Quit your job right away, join the band, and invest in Dogecoin. All of those things. Hashtag 24.
You say join the band?
Nice. Yeah. All right, well, I can sing.
Patty, if you were to join any type of band, what would it be? Heavy metal, right?
Oh, no. No.
What's your genre of
choice? It would be 80s.
Oh,
heck
okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Love
right.
it.
I can see the screen.
That's showing my age right there.
We are here for it.
Living on a... I'm just trying to get the...
Are you done?
I'm trying to get a little bit higher there. I want to make sure Thanks. I get the right notes.
You didn't. I'm just going to say.
Is that what I think it is?
Well, the headline is clickbait.
Clickbait news.
Guy resolved to turn off your microphone.
And
I did it. Hannah, I did it.
Great job.
All right, fine.
News. What? Okay, there's stuff that's happening. Half of us are helpful, we think, anyway.
Uh-huh.
About 47% of Americans think that they could write a self-help book.
No way.
Yep. That is a huge percentage.
Yeah, we are so narcissistic in this country.
We think we're good at helping, but not ourselves. We can help others by not helping ourselves. We can write a book about it. The mm-hmm. most helpful generation, or so they think, Gen Z.
Of course.
What?
11 to 26.
They got it all figured out, man.
They have so much life experience, they know exactly what to do in a 401k is empty.
No cap?
No cap.
Wow.
Why do I feel like I need to tell people to get off my lawn at this moment? I do feel like that's a thing.
I've never felt like saying that, but I do feel like saying that right now. Get off my lawn.
As much as I hate to say it, back by popular demand.
Is that what I think it is? Well, the headline is clickbait.
Clickbait news, the sequel.
Yeah. The sequels are never as good as the first one, and the first one was not good.
Okay, fine. That's not very helpful. But most of us, half actually, think that we could write a self-help book. Mm. We think from our life experiences that we're like, you know what? I've done it wrong enough times that I can help people do it right.
I don't even think it's that humble.
I know it's not.
You all do it wrong, and I'm always right.
Yeah, Gen Z offering.
Yeah.
Gen Z is the most confident generation that feels like they could write a self-help book.
Unreal.
From their decades, two of experience. So
wouldn't it be full of emojis? Yeah. You'd have to have like hieroglyphics in there.
We've digressed. Yeah. TJ, do you think are you one of the half that would? Or would not be able to write a self-help book?
You know, we're so full of ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's easy for us to think that we can write a self-help book for someone else, but we should be writing a self-help book for the man in the mirror.
Yeah.
You know, and let our light so shine, and by example, let people read our book by example. Mm. Let people read the Bible of our life. Help us to live that which we practice to preach. Let's practice what we preach, you know, and that's the best self-help we can give both others and ourselves.
Now, man, I'm going to get this transcribed and put it in book form. You just wrote one, I think.
Yeah.
That's the way.
You did it.
I love you guys, man. I thank God for you guys and the assignment that he's placed on your life because you're carrying it out every day. And it's just a blessing to be a part of your life, and you are guys a part of mine.
No. Now, there are moments when you look up and around you and you realize, well, this is a weird place to hear from God. Mm. For me, it's like mowing the yard. Like, that's odd.
Oh, yeah.
But it's usually when I'm by myself and all I can do is just sit and think because all there is noise and grass clippings everywhere. And we've talked, too, about how God whispers to you. And he mentions in the Bible that he's got the still small voice. Mm-hmm. And I heard a pastor once say God whispers because he's close. He doesn't have to shout to you because he's right here where you are. So my question is, where did you hear God's whisper? And my son is starting to hear God on the basketball court, strangely enough, because he's starting to shut down the devil's big, loud, nasty voice that tells him terrible, untrue things. Mm-hmm. And he's starting to hear the good things that God says. And what I've told him is that God rejoices over you when you play basketball because he made you to play basketball. You're good at it. He loves watching you. He dances a jig, man. Like that's God's whisper for him right now as he's growing and learning. Where did you hear God's whisper? Where did he find you? 614-479-1049. Ashley, how about you?
Found out I was pregnant at 21 and found out they were twins, and the dad said that, you know, if you're not going to abort them, then I don't want anything to do with you.
Goodness.
So I was like, okay, I can't do this to them. So I was not in the right scheme of things. I was running around with the wrong people. So I consider my twins my guardian angels, and that's where God found me, because if I wasn't pregnant, I would probably be in jail or dead.
Thank you for sharing that. That's obviously that's heavy, that's life altering on one end, but obviously it turned out the way that God can use any situation as it points us to him. And that's such a beautiful conversion story of how God found you when you needed him the most.
Yes.
Typically, if things are going well, we don't think that we need God.
Right.
Right. And now they are healthy, and today is their 15th birthday.
Oh, come on!
That's
amazing.
Awesome. So great.
Wow. Yes. Yes.
Please tell them that the River Morning Show says happy birthday and that we are so glad they are here.
Thank you so much. You guys have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, if you've made it this far, really good news. you are probably a fan of the River Morning Show weekly podcast. That happens weekly, by the way.
Every week.
Every single week. So if you've made it to this point of the show, there's no golden egg, there's no like major prize, but would you do us a favor? It is going to be about us, and this is going to be a weird request, but would you like and rate this show wherever you're listening right now? Because nobody wants to listen to like a 1-star show. Would you rate it like 5 stars or something? Like that's a high, like 4.5 over 4?
And it's a 4 above would be fine. I don't want to ask for perfection.
Yeah.
Peer pressure. But also, if that's the way you feel, let it be known.
Hey, you're invited to listen to the recording of this podcast live.
How? Where?
It's simple. You can share every weekday morning with Josh, Chad, and Hannah on 104.9 The River in Columbus, Ohio, or online at riverradio.com.